You know, I'm a fortune teller, which to me means I tell you lies so you make them true. You know, and when I moved here to New York, I felt that I had no connection whatsoever with the city. Even after a year of being living here, I felt that I was walking, you know, on the streets, and every single building was like fake, like a facade. You know, I had no connection with the people living inside of those buildings, and my only relationships, my only connections to the city were commercial connections. I mean, I will go to a place to buy something if I had the money to, and they will say hello to me or thank you, and that was it, you know. No friends, no family here. So at some point I understood I needed a connection to the city, and I found that by sitting in a coffee shop here down in the West Village to read the tarot for free on Friday mornings. And it was literally that. It was a way of creating a connection to the city. People were starting to know me, and I started to know people, and I started to hear all these stories that people call their lives, you know. And I guess I had been there for perhaps 2 years when this very elegant black man wearing a blue suit, I mean, so elegant that he was out of place, because this was a very simple, almost crummy little place, you know. He was sharp, he was a beautiful guy, you know, and he comes to me and asks me, "Who is the old lady?" And I look at him, and of course there was no old lady in the coffee shop, and I say, "Which old lady?" And he say, the old lady who passed you the gift. And I am a very practical person in terms of my work with the tarot. So, and at the same time, I, at some point, I made a very conscious decision of becoming a tarot reader. So I got pissed off, you know, and I said, "No, there is no old lady." And he looked at me very polite with his beautiful suit and his beautiful tie and Basquiat-esque dreadlocks, and said, no, there is an old lady. I'm seeing her." And that made me even more pissed off, you know, because I looked around and there was no old lady. And I said, "No, I'm a tarot reader because I want to be a tarot reader," you know. Which of course comes to, I grew up in Venezuela in perhaps the only moment in history that was completely democratic. So I have a democratic mind, and I think that perhaps in any other time in history, only the son of a king can be a king. In a democratic mind, anybody can be a president, so I don't have to inherit my gift as a reader. I can be a reader if I want to be one, you know. And I made myself a tarot reader. That's the way I see it, or the way I tell my story. But then he kept insisting and that he was seeing this old lady, and I kept getting pissed off. And this, you know, lasted like for 15 minutes, and then he basically turned around and left. And to be honest with you, I feel that I felt bad, because I think that it could have been very interesting to talk to him. I simply wasn't willing to accept what he was volunteering, and I just forgot about that. And then a couple of years later, my brother died in a car accident, and I went down to Venezuela, and we had to spend the whole night waiting for him to be cremated in some sort of small bureaucratic nightmare. That was the whole process. And of course I was there with my father and my uncles, and at some point we you know, we spent the whole night talking to each other, and for some reason I told my father about this guy insisting that there was this old lady who passed her gift on to me, and he told me, "Yeah, that was my grandmother." And I remember this old little lady always in a room next to this cabinet, and the cabinet was full with saints, you know, dark wooden cabinet. But that's my only memory of this lady. And he told me, "No, you know, when she used to read the cards, and she told me that when she died, she will pass the gift on to me, my father. But obviously I never care for that stuff, so I guess she passed it on to you, you know." And I always find that it's funny, because when I tell people you know, I have two ways of telling the story of how I became a tarot reader, and one is that I have a democratic mind and I decided to become a tarot reader for several reasons and I became one. And then I tell them that story, and of course I always get a wow at the end, you know. And obviously I maybe not, none of those stories are true, neither my democratic one nor the old lady in the room. But I guess that one is a best story. It's a better story, you know. And at least it's a story, it's a more interesting story. And that's, that's the way I, at least that's one of the stories of how I became a tarot reader.